Scheduled.
You get that's there's a cat is laughing. I mean, just as well this time of night. I don't know if it's decaf or not. Yeah, that's right. It's right. The heavy stuff's on the bottom.
Yeah. By the way, the meeting is 12 minutes, fastest meeting on record. Not that you need to just
all right, everyone, let's yeah, I've been reminded we need to get going. Welcome out to our January 4th Ventura Port District meeting. Our first order of business is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you could join me, Todd, can you lead us tonight?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Todd. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Commissioner Rainey?
Present.
Commissioner Brennan?
Present.
Vice Chair Blumenberg?
Here.
Chair Stevens
here,
and Commissioner Gardena will be absent today.
Good. Our next item is adoption of the agenda. What is the pleasure of the commission?
I will move adopt the agenda as presented.
And I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. It is approved. We'll move on to approval of the minutes of our December 21st, 2022 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented in the agenda.
I'll second, and if I could, Madam Clerk, is there anybody public on the line that wanted to address? Any public on the line?
Good question.
Got it. Perfect. Then,
okay, so we have a
second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the December 21st, 2022 regular meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Our next item is public communications, opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on our agenda this evening. Is there anyone online who would wish who? Oh, we don't do that anymore. I'm sorry. Oh, we are. Oh,
we've just started. Yep.
Oh, okay. We're back. We're back live.
Yes. So I should, I guess, make an announcement to everyone because we have a good amount of participants and our attendees that we are now accepting virtual public communications on our administration item, which is public communications and for items not on the agenda, and then on any of our consent or standard items. And all you need to do is press the raise the hand button and I'll call on you.
Very good. Has anyone raised their hands under public communications? Yeah. Okay. We'll close that item and we will move on to board communications. Board members?
Only quickly, I know that as I was saying before we came on, that we've all wanted water and needed water, and we're getting an awful lot of water. So I would only encourage, I know that John Higgins and our public safety and our Harbor Patrol staff are on watch. I did want to let everybody know that certainly the County of Ventura has all public work staff on call, along with a number of disaster qualified disaster workers, along with open the emergency operations center, so that and are have real-time data in regards to rainfall and creeks and the amount of water that's here, there, and everywhere. And I would only encourage anybody who's listening to, if you don't have to go out, stay home. There's lots of great stuff on TV. You've been trying to, or on streaming, you've been trying to catch up on. It was a good time to do it. Thank you.
Right. Anything else? Okay. Not seeing anything. We'll move on to our staff and general manager reports. Brian?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, to follow up on those comments, wanted to let the board and the public know I've been in communication throughout the day with John Higgins, who I know is there this evening, our harbor master, and my management team regarding the storm events that are underway. This afternoon, I sent memos to our district staff and also to our harbor business partners. I wanted to read that in part, what we sent out to business partners in the harbor. Now, please be advised that the National Weather Service is forecasting that storm events already underway are expected to increase in intensity overnight. This is likely to cause high surf, winds, and significant rainfall in Ventura County that may impact the harbor area and beaches. At the moment, these forecasts show storm activity on and off into next week. For the latest weather forecast, you can go to the National Weather Service at weather.gov/LOX/. Please use extra caution in and around the harbor area. If you experience or encounter any operational issues, please do not hesitate to reach out to our Port District staff. In an emergency situation, please call 911. Administration phone number is 805-642-8538. Harbor Patrol is 805-642-8618. Facilities is 805-642-8538, extension 302 or 305. And again, for emergencies, 911. We also posted notices regarding overnight weather with links to the National Weather Service on our district website and to social media outlets. The staff will be monitoring the situation overnight and evaluating inspecting harbor facilities as needed. Some of that effort is already underway, and we will provide updates as they become available. My management team will reassemble as early as tomorrow morning to evaluate any impacts caused by the storm overnight. As the commissioner said, we certainly need the rain, but we are very cautious and careful given the amount that may occur overnight. With that, Mr. Chairman, that is my my update available, myself and our team, for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions, commissioners?
In addition to the rain, as Commissioner Brennan mentioned, we got high surf coming on Friday, I guess. So any extra precautions we take in advance for that high surf?
I would note that, well, I see John coming up to the podium there. John, go ahead and provide a little bit of some of the considerations.
Good evening, commissioners. Yeah, so this whole storm has been something that we've kind of changed the way we traditionally respond to things. In the past, I've kind of just carried the weight and worked throughout and kind of communicated when there was a need. This time, Brian has asked that we get together and act more cohesively as a team to be better prepared and to be able to respond in a much more efficient way, much more effective way. And in certain situations where we might be the only people to attend to our needs quickly. And that's typically what happens when you have those big downpours and the entire city gets inundated with calls or the county gets inundated with the calls. We're kind of forced to pick up more than we normally would. So this one we met early. Today we had a meeting at 1 o'clock where our entire staff, facilities and maintenance, the admin group, Harbor Patrol, saw a briefing from the Weather Service, got a full overview of all the elements, the wind, the waves, and the rain. And we implemented a communications app where we can post information, post pictures, a little bit more efficient than just the individual text, because we have the ability to kind of archive the information, post PDFs, and that's already in progress. Much of the staff's already been out today surveying the different areas. For example, I went to the marinas to talk to the marina manager to see if there's any kind of focus stuff. But specifically to your point, yes, we are aware of the swell. It's supposed to come really quick. It's supposed to come tomorrow afternoon and build through the evening, peak in the middle of the night, and then decrease pretty quick, expected to kind of decrease to normal ranges by noon on Friday. We have an additional Harbor Patrol person coming in tomorrow who's proficient and an expert in the rescue watercraft, the jet ski. That gives us more flexibility to doing those surf rescues. And those particular crafts are far faster, far more nimble, and can outrun those large traditional large surfs. But I think when we get to the wave event, fortunately, it's going to be in the off hours, so we're not expected to have any boating traffic. I did reach out to Island Packers and spoke with Alex and Cheryl, kind of get a sense of what their needs were, and then we have backup plans. They do hope to try to find a window tomorrow to do a run to the islands, but they're realistic in that if the harbor entrance is of any concern, that they'll either look at Channel Islands or the port of Waianae. And so I told them that I'll reach out to the port if they have that need. So yeah, we're prepared. Friday we'll have an additional person, so 4 people tomorrow during the day, 3 people on Friday, and then there's always opportunity to bring more people in. So yeah, and we're in communications with another chat group. I am with the fire departments, the lifeguards, so all that coastal response, we wouldn't be responding alone, we'd be responding as a group. So
yeah, excellent. Thank you, John. Good to hear that level of coordination. That's terrific. Anything else?
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Great, we'll move on to our standard agenda. Item 1, approval of amendment number 1 to professional services agreement with WSP USA Inc. and authorization to submit a Cal STA grant application. And I think you're going to take this, Todd.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm really excited to bring this forward to the board tonight. This is a 2-part recommendation. One part is to amend an existing contract that we entered in with WSP, which is a globally recognized engineering consulting firm, about 45,000 people throughout the globe. And they, people that I've known working there for the last, say, 10 years, they used to be persons at Brinkerhoff, and these are some of really the best port planning personnel anywhere to be found. At a recent conference, I was able to see a presentation on what I would call micromaster planning, where they would take out a smaller section of a port and optimize how to do the improvements. I was really impressed and really eager to talk to them about the opportunity to look at this with in our commercial fishing area, which is really only about 1.5 acres and yet represents 22% of the state landings for squid. We've all talked about what we'd like to do in the future with expanding that. Potentially with other opportunities to diversify. And then coincidentally, the Port of Waianae is also looking to revise their master plan through different efforts to improve their cargo handling, which of course, if anyone who's been following, they have picked up a lot of extra business from the San Pedro Basin. So, and as well, most of the fruit that they're now importing comes in cargo containers rather than in bulk. So there's a lot more need for cargo container movement there. And commercial fishing, which they do not far off the numbers we do, they're looking to find an opportunity to work collaboratively to find another home for them. So the opportunity came up to talk to WSP about this. We were sort of in early engagement when we discovered there was an opportunity to pursue a grant. This grant, which is a $1.2 billion grant by Gavin Newsom, is specifically for ports moving cargo goods. We don't technically fall into the right bracket to get access to that money, but the Port of Waianae is pursuing multiple projects through this opportunity. And we've been invited to be a sub-applicant, because if they can find a suitable home, a welcoming home for the squid offloading, which we pride ourselves in being a working waterfront, then this could be a mutually beneficial project, allowing them not only to use the 1 acre that their commercial fishing site takes up, but I think they would be able to repurpose all of the roads that connect that to the main entrance. So I think there's a lot of great opportunities for them, obviously great opportunities for us, and we're seeking the board's approval to amend the contract so we can expand the scope of work for WSP. I should make a note that this is intended to be a very inclusive engagement with all of the stakeholders here, all the stakeholders who'd be interested in coming, so that we are really able to understand the needs. When the fishing buildings were built 40 years ago, they weren't built for offloading, 30 million pounds of squid a year. So there's probably a lot of opportunities to modernize and improve efficiency, but we need to do that in a very close partnership with our stakeholders. And then the second part of that is to authorize us to pursue the grant as a sub-applicant to the Port of Waianae. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Todd. It's a great opportunity. Any questions, Brian?
And Todd, this goes maybe a little beyond, and that is that I know the Port of Wainimi has certainly been one of the, probably, as I heard, something like the top five ports in the country for offloading cars. And so the idea of being able to, you know, free up them and give them space, or at least to work collaboratively with them, is a great opportunity on this too. I know you've been staying involved through a number of different entities, but the blue technology and all that's going on at the ports, and is that coming out of, is that anything that's, is this grant associated with anything in that regard, or can lead to anything in that way?
Well, I did see Ms. Austin from the Port of Wainimi is on the call, so she may choose to make a public comment. I don't know if anyone else from Wainimi is. They could probably better answer that. The specifics of the grants funding are for environmental sustainability opportunities, mm-hmm. so green powering opportunities, electrical vehicle mm-hmm. charging. I don't think there's any specific opportunity for R&D, but if you're familiar, Port of Wainimi does have a Fathomworks R&D development facility right. there. So they're obviously very aggressive with that. They're very aggressive with their greenizing their operations and ship to shore power. So I absolutely anticipate they have quite a long list of really great projects for the community, but I'm not really following the specifics of which ones they're chasing. But Ms. Austin may be able to comment.
And the idea of perhaps repurposing or refurbishing and including solar and things along that line, as you said, sustainability in that regard was part of that. Certainly being able to maybe green up the operation, squid operation to some degree at the same time. Is that an opportunity?
That would be something less specific to what we're applying for in the grant. So yeah. If you can imagine what we're looking for is along the lines of dollars per square foot for a commercial building, dollars per square foot to demo, dollars per square foot for concrete and asphalt surfacing. So the specifics of those kinds of improvements, we're not at that phase yet.
Got it. Okay.
Absolutely, we understand the sustainability goals of the board. That's very clear to us. So any opportunities to implement that would certainly be something we want to explore. It's not specific at this time as to whether or not the grant money would target a particular improvement.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Tony?
Yeah, I have a question. On page 15, under the fiscal impact, it states that with WSP, we have an initial contract not to exceed $24,500 to evaluate a single modernization scenario and assist with the budget estimation for the modernization project. What's the status of those deliverables with that contract?
We literally signed the contract last week for the lower value. Really, we were in, I would say, early discussions with WSP about the idea of what this could do and could be for us. But then we really got the opportunity to chase this grant. The grant's submission date is January 13th. So we are, you know, really running at top speed here. There's, as there always is when you're negotiating between a government agency and a large private, you know, publicly traded private sector company, there was a bit of the lawyers going back and forth over the terms and conditions, which delayed actually getting the contract signed as quickly as we wanted. But we did have good engagement. We won't have a deliverable that I would say that this is something before, you know, probably maybe February or March. Well, what we are working on now is cost estimates and a schedule to include in the grant application, what the exact scenario we would potentially, you know, want to develop. That really, again, needs all that in stakeholder engagement to determine. So at this point, it's stakeholder engagement, preliminary plan, CEQA, come back to the board with a proposed plan, then, you know, develop the design and title, construct. So it's, I mean, we're, you know, in my schedule puts us in construction in 2027, and that's, so it's a long ways off. And the deliverables from WSP, the first ones are, you know, they're still 7 months away.
I saw on page 14 at the top that commercial fish offloading in Ventura Harbor requires significant planning, sizable capital investment, and grant funding to realize. Will the board, by going with this, be getting a operational and capital budget costs associated with this investment in time to have it as part of current or future year budgets?
Yeah, so right now the grant we'll apply for, I don't know the exact number, but it's going to be probably in the ballpark of $10 million that we're going to be asking for, and that would fully fund what we want to build. If, you know, in the sort of very preliminary stage we're at, we may, through the, you know, determinations with the consultants and with the stakeholders, and also through planning, may decide that some things we want to do differently, for example, installing solar, or, you know, modification to the plan that maybe is an unforeseen cost. And that would be something that we would have to come back to the board and say, well, the grant we've been handed is this many dollars, but the reality is what we would like to build. A more optimal choice might be something else. There's also, of course, the opportunity for public-private partnership. The commercial fishing industry has invested in all of the projects built both here and in Wainimi in the past, so it would not be unreasonable to expect a contribution in a partnership way with those existing and potential future tenants.
And I suppose that we anticipate that by getting this grant and having all of this done, that we would modify our strategic plan in some way to accommodate any of the outcomes or guidance.
I think this already is extremely consistent with the long-term objectives of the district, as well as the five-year plan, in terms of increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of the working waterfront, you know, continued focus on dredging, and most of our justification for dredging comes from our fish landings. So I think that what we're talking about here, and reinvestments in the infrastructure that the port owns, I think all those things are very consistent. There's probably more elements to springboard into with that, but I think we're very on target with the goals and objectives provided by the board.
This is an opportunity to basically to support our goals and objectives and what we planned already.
Absolutely.
And in fact may enhance it by going into a new industry. And I just want anyone listening to realize that, yes, we do planning. We do take care of opportunities, especially with grant monies. So,
absolutely, yeah. The idea of the modernization has been something I've been contemplating with Marina Department, with Brian, really since I got here. I mean, one of the first things we thought is, like, you know, eventually we're going to have to do something with the fish pier. We're going to have to do something with the 1449 building. There is a $200,000 capital improvement project budget for this year in that building, but we have the opportunity to leverage that into considerably more money if we could get our hands on a grant like this.
Tony, Mike, Jim, no questions, but I'd like to make a couple of comments. I appreciate the Port of Wainimi reaching out to us. I think that credit to our staff for developing that good, positive relationship with the neighbor. It's great to see that we're not in competition, that we're all working together to benefit Ventura County. So appreciate everybody's work on that. I'm also appreciative that our budget, we have the bandwidth to pursue this opportunity. And so, Gloria, good work on keeping us within the budget and having a budget that allows us to do this. And the last thing I'll say is January 25th, the Port of Wainimi has got a meeting to look at their 10-year strategy plan. So if any of us, I'm going to try to get to that meeting. If any of us want to hear a little bit more about the Port of Wainimi strategy, January 25th, they have an open house. So it might be a nice opportunity. So, otherwise, I agree with your opening statement. Seems like a great opportunity.
Thank you for your comments, Mike. I mean, I couldn't agree more. This helps us, I think, accelerate some of the things that we've been talking about for some time, you know, here, and that we included within our strategic plan, as Tony mentioned. So it's a really great opportunity, and Mike makes a really good point about that cooperation with our neighbor to get this done. And I mean, you know, hopefully the outcome of this is not only do we have a stronger commercial fishing enterprise here, but the Port of Wainimi has become a stronger port as well. I mean, it's, you know, this is the win-win, you know, if it actually kind of rolls out the way it's being kind of imagined at this point. So, so good work, and very excited about this. I think this is a great opportunity.
And last thing, if I could, I just want to say thank Todd again for your continued involvement in the in sort of loose-knit group of, I mean, when you think about it, we're very fortunate to have the amount of Harvards we do have here. I don't think we'd ever see that in the again. But while we, I would say, in the past, we haven't worked that well together. It's not that we've been, you know, adversaries. We've just sort of stayed inside our four walls or inside our harbors, but and haven't really tried to work collaboratively. And I think this is a great opportunity. And I did want to say that I want to say it was 5 or 6 years ago. There was a loosely written MOU between through Beacon that just I think all the harbors signed from Santa Barbara Harbor to Ventura, Channel Islands, and obviously Port of Wainimi, just to stay, maybe just have conversations. Number one, mainly about sand and that initially, but this is a huge opportunity when those, when you are collaborating, we're very fortunate. One of the things that I would bring it back to is that funding does go to collaboratives as opposed to just the one-offs. Certainly it does go to one-offs, but when they see that kind of thing working together, that's where they go, what? There's a lot more going on. So thank you for the time and the energy you're spending. And Brian, thank you too. It's great. It's great to be able to see that coming forward, especially in 23, where we're going to have to be working much closer together.
All right. Before we bring it back for action, is there anyone online that would like to comment?
Yes, I have Ms. Austin. Ms. Austin, you can unmute yourself and speak on standard item number one.
Oh, there you go. I was trying to figure out how to unmute. Sorry about that. So thank you for allowing me to speak today. I reiterate everything that's been said. Todd has put it so eloquently, working with Brian as well. The port is just very happy to be able to partner with the district, the Ventura Port District, for this unprecedented amount of funding. It's mentioned $1.2 billion. Is allocated for ports specifically. And so, you know, having this opportunity is one that we are just delighted to partner with. And we're definitely being aggressive in terms of the projects that we're asking for. And that of course includes the relocation of the SQUID facility. And so I just wanted to reiterate and just jump in and thank you for your support and partnership with the Port of Wainimi. Thank you.
Thank you for the comments. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
Anyone else, Jessica?
There are no more public comments.
Okay, we'll close the public comment portion of the item and I'll bring it back to the commissioners.
I will move the item as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the item as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. That is approved. Now we'll move on to our last item of the evening, our election of officers pursuant to Harbor Navigation Code sections 6241.1 and 6248. Were you going to?
I can't. Well, I just wanted to give a little background. We normally have this on our administration agenda, but we changed it up a little bit and put it on our standard and at the end so we can start afresh our second meeting in January. But pursuant to our Harbor and Navigations Code, we need to do election of officers for chair, vice chair, and secretary every 2 years. So it's a 2-year term. Chair Stevens has been chair for 2 terms, so 4 years. Our vice chair has done 1 term, so 2 years, and our secretary, Commissioner Brennan, has also done 2 terms, or 1 term, 2 years. So it is up to the board to either continue with those same or appoint new officers. Thank you.
Any questions from the commissioners? If not, I will entertain any nominations for chairman for the coming 2 years of the Port District.
I would move that put Michael Blumenberg's name in as for chair at this time.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to appoint Mike Blumenberg, chair of the district. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none.
Make a motion. I was going to make a motion to close nominations.
All right. So we'll close the nominations, and we have before us appointment of Mike Blumenberg as chair of the Port District.
Well, wait, you got two other positions to fill. Can't close the nominations just yet.
Well, we're closing them to the chair.
Thank you. Okay.
Andy, all right. That's all we're doing.
Oh, that's
we're closing them for the chair.
All right. All right.
So I'd like to take care of that first, and then we can move on. So I don't believe we need a roll call, do we, Jessica?
Yeah, we will need a roll call, but okay, do we want to do each one separately?
Yeah, I want to do each one separately.
Do we want to call public comment on each one separately?
Sure. If we're going to take action separately, we'll do that. Is there anyone with a hand raised?
There are no public comments.
Okay. So I'll bring it back to the commissioners then. So we have a motion and second to appoint Mike Blumenberg as our chair for the coming term. Or you wanted a roll call? You
said. Voice vote.
Voice vote. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none? Yes.
Okay. That's right. All of a sudden it feels much heavier.
It's all yours, Mike. You can take it from here.
Switch over. Just.
I'm going to take a minute before we move on to the second one. And I want to say I appreciate your leadership for the past 4 years. You run a very efficient meeting, but you also run a very collaborative, participatory meeting. I think I've always felt when I bring something new up, and I've seen it with Tony, the new guy, when you bring something up, you invariably find a way to say, well, that's a great addition, right? And you bring out the best in the group, and I appreciate that very much. So big shoes to fill. I appreciate the vote of confidence. All right. So I guess we're going to move on to the second part, which is our vice chairman position, the one I've just vacated. So do we have any nominations for the vice chair position?
I moved Brian Brennan.
I was just going to. Yeah.
Brian, would you like to?
I was going to look around and see, nominate the person that wasn't here.
That's what I was planning to do as well.
You know, if you're not here, you usually get nominated for something. So I was going to, I know, and I'm not being making light of it, but certainly Jackie previously, I had a lot going on, and I don't know if that's changed, but certainly, and Tony, thank you for the, but I think I'd love to see Jackie. Haven't been in that position before myself, and love to see if Jackie nominated as vice chair.
I will second that.
I haven't been vice chair. It's not as, you know, you're still there, but it's not as much work or involvement that certainly the chair is. And with 2 years, maybe that might be an opportunity for her. Maybe your schedule to lighten up. But I thought it'd be a great opportunity for her.
Do we know Jackie's perspective on this?
Yeah, I did speak with Jackie and asked her about this, and she was very interested in serving as the vice chair. So. Great willing to do so. Hence my second of the nomination.
Great, thank you.
Well,
and
so
thank you again. Appreciate it.
Do we have any public feedback on the vice chairman nomination?
There are no public comments.
So with that, Jessica, you want to proceed to a voice vote on the vice chairman? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Hearing none. Commissioner Gardena is our new vice chairman.
Excellent.
And moving on to our last position, the position of secretary. Do we have any thoughts and nominations?
Well, I haven't been a secretary for 2 years. I'm realizing certainly I would like to extend the my nomination maybe to Commissioner Rainey if he was interested, only because it gives him a little opportunity to, in signing some of the paperwork and things like that, you sort of
get your feet wet, so to speak, in terms of the port and how it works and some of the behind the scene, which I know you've been behind the curtain for a long, long time in your other career, but the opportunity, maybe if you were interested, be happy to nominate.
Very good. I would like to second that. All right. Absolutely. Thank you, Tony, for agreeing to do that. Thank you. We had a motion and a second before we take a vote. Do we have any public comments on the nomination?
There are no public comments.
No public comments, so we'll do a voice vote. All in favor of Commissioner Rainey as our new secretary, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations. Commissioner Rainey. Thank you for stepping up. Congratulations to all of you, by the way.
Really.
Looking forward to working with all three of you.
You're
passing the gavel, but you're not going away. So
that's right.
Neither of you.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Right, so that completes our agenda for the evening. Our next meeting is on 18th of January. Brian, appreciate you hanging in there via the teleconference, and we look forward to seeing you back in person, and we'll close the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.